The Interior Department says the gray wolf population in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota combined has grown to about 4,000. The agency says that's large enough to remove the wolf in those states from the list of endangered and threatened species. Interior Department Secretary Gail Norton thanked various people who have worked to bring the wolf back.
We commend all of our partners, the states, the tribes, conservation organizations, and the public, for their dedicated efforts to ensure that the wolf is an enduring part of the landscape in the upper Midwest.
To help reduce East Coast opposition that halted a previous delisting plan, the federal government is proposing to designate wolves in the western Great Lakes region as a distinct population. If the proposals go through, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota, and Native American tribes within those states would take over management of the wolves. Wisconsin DNR wolf expert Adrian Weideman says he's excited about the possibility. As for the contentious issue of controlling problem wolves, Weideman says the state will try to keep government agencies in charge of pulling the trigger. But he says Wisconsin may look at granting landowners limited permits to shoot wolves that kill livestock.
We've done similar things with deer permits, allowing people to shoot a limited number of deer on their land when they've had an excess number of deer on their land. We feel we can control that adequately.
Weideman acknowledges that some people despise gray wolves enough that they may clamor for a hunting season a few years down the road. He says a wolf hunt is a possible tool for bringing down Wisconsin's wolf population from the current estimate of 425 to a goal of 350. But Nina Fassione of the group Defenders of Wildlife hopes the Great Lakes states do not allow hunting of wolves.
This is a population that's still fragile, even if it is technically recovered under the auspices of the Endangered Species Act.
The Interior Department says it would take a close look at wolf kill projections before going along with any hunting plan. Public hearings on the proposal to delist the gray wolf as endangered or threatened will take place in May, with hearings likely to be held in Duluth and Wausau. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.